ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Mem Tes. Before we start the Gemara Daf Mem Tes, I'd like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before Daf Mem Ches on the base. The Gemara brings down the following halacha: Tonu Rabbanon Haruge Malchus Nechseyen Umelech Haruge Basin Nechseyen Uyarshin Rabbi Yehuda Imer Af Haruge Malchus Nechseyen Uyarshin. Rashi explains Haruge Malchus to mean Sheneschaivu Misal Malchi Yisrael Higun Shemar Dubai Vechsev Kalish Ashayam Respicha. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and Rashi, what is Pshat in this, Rashi says. The Gemara is referring to someone who was Neschayim Misal Malchi Yisrael. What is Rashi coming to teach us? With this, we're referring to a person who was Neschayim Misal Malchi Yisrael. In the Sefer Hinayim Mishpat, we find that Hinayim Mishpat explains Pshat and Rashi as follows. The Rashi is coming while Fuke Malchi Akum. By Malchi Akum, we will not say that someone who was Neschayim Misal Malchi Akum Nechsei Henu Melech. Which is a Shaila and Chuvas Harashba, Simon Elef Kof Nun Tes. And Rashi is coming to say that only someone who was Neschayim Misal Malchi Yisrael do we say Nechsein Umelech, and not someone who was Neschayim Misal Malchi Akum. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rashi. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rashi is based on this, that we find that the Mepharshim bring down B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim asks the following kasha. In the Tesefta in Shumas Perek Zayin Orachach of Gimel, we find that the Tesefta says, Kol Mered B'Malchus B'Yistavid Chayim Misa. Reb Chaim asks, the halacha Mered B'Malchus applies even if someone is Mered B'Malchus Yisrael, and not only if someone is Mered B'Malchus B'Yistavid. And therefore, what is pshat in this, that the Tesefta says that the halacha Mered B'Malchus Chayim Misa only applies to someone who is Mered B'Malchus B'Yistavid. So to answer this kasha, we find that Reb Chaim says as follows, that there are two halachas of Merid B'Malchus. Someone who is Merid B'Melech, even if he's not a Melech Himalchi B'Yistavid, but rather he's a Melech Himalchi Yisrael. One is considered a Merid B'Malchus based on the pasuk of Kolesh Asher Yamre Espicha that Rashi brings down, and so too we find in the Gemara later on. And the pasuk of Kolesh Asher Yamre Espicha applies to anyone who is considered a Melech. And then there is a second halacha of Merid B'Malchus B'Yistavid, that if someone is Merid B'Malchus B'Yistavid, he is Chayim Misa. And Reb Chaim goes on to say that there is a tremendous nafkamina between these two halachas. As far as someone who is Merid B'Melech, who is not a Melech Himalchi B'Yistavid, then all there is as we find in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Me'ochas Melachim Melachaches, Vayeshu Melech Rishos Lahargai. And he is not Neschayim Misa B'Misas Beistin, but rather the Melech has Rishos Lahargai. On the other hand, someone who is Merid B'Malchus B'Yistavid, then he is Neschayim Misa, and he is Neschayiv B'Misas Beistin. And for that reason, the Tesefta says that Kol Merid B'Malchus B'Yistavid Chayim Misa. In order to be Neschayiv Misas Beistin, for being Merid B'Malchus, that is only from his Merid B'Melech Himalchi B'Yistavid, and that if someone is Merid B'Melech Himalchi Yisrael. Based on this, we find that the Mepharshim explain Pshat B'Shitas Rashi as follows. This Rashi says that our Gemara is referring to someone who is Neschayim Misa Malchi Yisrael is because only then do we say Nechseihen L'Melech. On the other end, if someone is Neschayim Misa for being Merid B'Malchus B'Yistavid, that then he is Neschayim B'Misas B'Yistin. For that reason, he is considered one of the Aruge Beistin. By Aruge Beistin, the Loch is Nechseihen L'Yorshin. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rashi. And even the Rashi says that someone who is married by Melech Yimalchi Yisrael is Neschayiv Misal Yimalchi Yisrael. So from Rashi one sees Rashi argues in the Rambam, and Rashi understands that it is not just the Rishus for the Melech Lahargi, but rather he was Neschayiv Misal Yimalchi Yisrael. But still he was not Neschayiv Misas Basin, but rather he was Neschayiv Misal Yimalchi Yisrael. So again, according to this Mahalach, if someone is married, the Malchus based of it will not apply the halacha of Mamayinim Malach. And so too is Mduik in the Rambam in Parakalach Malchus Havalachatas. The Rambam says, Kol Haruge Malchus Afal Pisha B'dera Malach Nergu Vatira Nasnali Rishos Lohargan Mamayinim Malach. From this, the Rambam says, Vatira Nasnali Rishos Lohargan. One sees that the Rambam is referring to someone who is married by Malach Malchay Yisrael. And as far as someone who is married by Melech Yimalchi Yisrael, the Rambam says that is where we apply the halacha of Mamayinim Melech. This is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rashi. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, B'shalom Andam Nechsein Melech Chaynu Dechsev Barech Naves Elikim Melech Elam Andam Nechsein Yorshim Wamali Melech. Our Gemara goes on to ask, L'tay Mech Elikim Wamali. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat, and this our Gemara asks, and all the Pasuk should have said is this, that he was Mevarech Es HaMelech. Bukhira, there is a tremendous nafmina with this, that they said that he was Mevarech Elikim, since someone was Mevarech Es HaMelech, which is considered a Merida B'malchus with this, that he was Mekal Es HaMelech, is only a Rishos Melech Laharga, as we find in the Rambam that we mentioned before. And even if we are to say like the Shita of Rashi, that there is a Chiyuv Misa to the Melech, but still he is not Mechuyev Misa Bebeistin. And for that reason they said that he was Mevarech Elikim in order to Mechayev Naves Misa Bebeistin. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara L'Chayr from our Gemara once, he's like they say that we mentioned before B'Shem Abchayim, that this, that we find, that someone who is married by Melech, all there is Rishos Laharga, is only as far as someone who is married by Melech, by Melech Yisrael. But if someone is married by Melech, by Melech Yisrael, then he is Chai Misa, and he is Chai Misa, by Misa Spastin. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, since with this he was Mevorech, the Melech was a Melech, by Melech Yisrael, he is Chai Misa. And there is no difference between the Chai Misa of someone who is married by Melech Yimalchi Beisavid, then if someone is Chayim Misa for being Mevarech Elikim. And so to Ukhir one sees from the Gemara later on as well. Our Gemara brings down the following shock of Atarya that Beis Din had with Yoyev, and they asked Yoyev, my time katalti l'amasa, amri amasa mir b'malchus hava, dechse v'yimra amalch amasa hazek v'yis ish yudah shvoishes yamim, and therefore Yehiv said that he was Hareg Amasa because Amasa was Meir B'Melech. In the Parshas Drachim in Drushit Gimel we find that the Parshas Drachim asks the following kasha on our Gemara. What was Yehiv's tshuva? That the reason why he killed Amasa is because Amasa was Meir B'Melech. Ma taine hizu? Dehein hu yehid Amasa hi Meir B'Malchus mikomaka mihitulei wo Yehiv hargai. Sharei shaloi b'rshas David hargai. And therefore, me hitulei loyoyev asaber al riv loyoyev ulareges hamasa. As the Mishmach goes on to say, that adin din emesh af mishumer b'malchus ayhote oshem adam ohargai, v'chein heim divrei harambam kolmer b'malach yisal yeishol melech rishos ohargai, demashma dafka lemelech v'loy leacherim. And so to the Mishmach brings down from the Arama in our sugya. To answer the kasha of the Mishnah Malach, again one can answer the kasha based on this that we mentioned before, V'Shem Abchayim, that this, that we say, that it is only a Rishos Melech Laharga, is only as far as someone who is married by Melech Yimalchi Yisrael, but if someone is married by Melech Yimalchi Beisavid, then he is Chai Misa, and Yeish Rishos Kol Echad Laharga. Only as far as someone who is married by Melech Yimalchi Yisrael do we say, that only the Melech Yisrael has Rishos Laharga. That is how one can answer the kasha of the Mishnah Melech from our Gemara. So again, from these two Gemaras, one clearly sees, like the Yisrael of Rebbe Chaim, that if someone is married by Melech, Yimalchei B'Stavet, then he is Chayim Misa B'Misa Spesen, and then Yesh Rishos V'Kol Echad L'Horgoy. Bukhir from the Adamaz we will see, and from the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech, one clearly sees that the Adama and the Mishnah Melech argue on the Yisrael of Rebbe Chaim, and they understand that even if someone is married by Melech, Yimalchei B'Stavet, but still, we will apply the same Halacha of Yesh Rishos V'Melech L'Horgoy. And therefore, according to their shita, the halacha that we say, the nechseyan or melech will apply even to someone who is married the melech imalche based David. But lechira, even with shita say, one can say that one can have a merida, the malchus based David, which is chayiv misas based in. In Kisvei Maron HaGriz HaAtir, we find the following nosach b'shem Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim was a mechadish. Pshat in the Tesefta that I'm married, b'malchus b'istavid chayim misa, Reb Chaim explains that in order to have the halacha of a married b'malchus b'istavid chayim misa, one needs a merida in the malchus of b'istavid. And in order to be considered a merida b'malchus b'istavid, one needs to be married b'vechiras malchus b'istavid. Only if one is married in the bechira of malchus b'istavid do we say that one has a merida in the entire malchus of b'istavid. And if someone is married in the entire Malchus of Beis David, then one is Chayim Misa. But if one was married in a Melech who happens to be a Melech Mimalchei Beis David, he will not be Chayim Misa, but rather he will have the same exact halach as a regular Merida in a Melech Mimalchei Yisrael. And for that reason, the Mishnah Melech and the Arama understand that even if someone is married by Melech Mimalchei Beis David, but as long as he is not married in the entire Malchus of Beis David, then we will apply the halacha of the Rambam that Yesh Rishos Melech Ohargai, and no one else can kill him without the Rishos of the Melech. And therefore, Shita Sayu again, one can explain Pshat and Rashi, this Rashi says, that the halacha of Arugei Malchus Nechseinu Melech is referring to someone who was a Schayim Misa or Malch Yisrael, is because Rashi is coming off Hukei, someone was as Chayim Misa for being married by Malchus Beis David. If someone is Chayim Misa for being married by Malchus Beis David, then he is considered Echa Merugei Basin, that then we will say Nechasa V'Yarshav. Now let us go on to the next Gemara. Our Gemara goes on to say, B'shomo Amandam Nechsein Omelech, Chaynu Dechsev Ayonas Yoy V'Oyo Hashem Eichazek B'Karnes HaMizbeach, Uksev Ayymer Loi Kipay Omos. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara. What is Pshat in this? Our Gemara says, "V'shoma mandam nechsein u'melach chaynu dechsev, v'yonas yoy v'oyu Hashem eichazek b'karnes hamizbeach." If we are to understand Pshat in the Tosefta that we mentioned before, then anyone who is married b'melach imalche b'istavet is chay b'misas beistin, and therefore the halacha will be nechasa v'yarshav. If so, Yoyev, who was married by Melech, Himalche Beis David, Yoyev was married by David. And since Yoyev was married by David, Hamelech, that reason the Halacha should be Nechasa V'Yarshav. In our Gemara, on the other end, one sees that even someone who is married by Melech, Himalche Beis David, but still, we will say Nechasa V'Melech. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows. That even if we are to say that someone who is married by Melech, Himalche Beis David, is Chai B'Misas Beis Din, but still, besides for this, he is chayiv b'misas beis din. He is also chayiv u'melech. Since a melech imalche b'yisav is not worse than a melech imalche Yisrael. And just like if someone is married by melech imalche Yisrael, he is chayiv misa la'melech, v'yesh u'melech rishos l'hargai. So too, if someone is married by melech imalche b'yisav, he is chayiv misa to the melech. And besides for the chayiv misas beis din that he has a chayiv u'melech as well. And therefore one can explain Pshat in our Gemara, that even though Yoav was married by David HaMelech, but still he was machzik b'karnes HaMizbeach in order not to be killed by Din HaMelech. Had he been killed by Din HaMelech, then the halacha would be nechasa v'melech. And for that reason our Gemara says, B'shomo mandam nechsein u'melech haynu dechsev yonas Yoav o'eil Hashem v'yichazik b'karnes HaMizbeach. In Tesis we find that Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, Tema de Vesef Hagoyen, in Marcus Nafi Basem and Alf Mashma, de Borach Lefisha, you suffered the Mizbeach Koilet. De Omer Shoisha Ta'iyah is Ta Yoyav. Tosis answers his kasha by saying, "Veishoy madoi moiti afshad yichun hashem yishoyevach v'yomas berav v'neskaven el hirish nechas avibonav." In other words, Tosis explains pshat in our Gemara that the toes of Yoav was because Yoav thought that the mizbeach will be kolet, and since the mizbeach will be kolet for that reason, even though he will be mace berav, but still, since the mizbeach is kolet, he will not be mace. For this, that he was Meir b'Melech, and for that reason, his Nechasa will be Liarshav. According to Tesis, this that our Gemara goes on to say, that even if we are to say that Aruge Melech Nechsein Liarshin, and this that Yoy was Machzik b'Karnes Mizbeach, was for Chayishar, our Gemara means to say that since he was taught that Mizbeach was Kilet, for that reason, even though eventually he will be Meis b'Rav, but still, he was matzel himself, Chayishah, till he'll be meis berav. That is according to the Mahalach of Tesis. In the Rambam, in Parakei Mehoches Vetzeach Roch Yedald, we find the Rambam says as follows, that someone who was pachem in HaMelech Shor Yaragenu B'din HaMalchus, Uborach HaMizbeach V'nismachoy, Va'afil HaYezor HaRezenitza V'nloichin Oisei Miem HaMizbeach Lomas Lo'ilam. In other words, Rambam explains this, I think Moramaka says, that in order for Mizbeach to be kolet, one needs certain conditions. For example, one needs kain v'avayda biyodei, and one needs gagay shal Mizbeach that is only as far as someone who was neschayev golos, but as far as someone who was neschayev misa la'melech, then even without those conditions, but still he will be nitzal as long as he is nismach l'mizbeach. And even a zar will be nitzal as long as he is nismach l'mizbeach. V'chir, the makar, the Rambam, is from this that we find in our sugya. The Rav Gemara says, "Vayonas Yoav v'oil Hashem v'chazek b'karnes ha-mizbeach," in order that he should not be nerag b'din ha-melech. But now v'chir, one has to understand, if so, what is pshat in this, Rav Gemara says, "V'shomo mandam nechsein u'melech chaynu dechsev v'yonas Yoav v'oil Hashem v'chazek b'karnes ha-mizbeach." And our Gemara goes on to say that if we are to say that Aruge Melech Nechsein Uyarshim, but still this, that Yoav was Machzik Bekarnes HaMizbeach was for Chayishah, V'chir Yoav was Machzik Bekarnes HaMizbeach in order to be Nitzal from being Nerag B'din HaMelech. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, V'chir, one can explain Pshat in our Gemara based on this that we said before, that someone who is Mered B'Melech Himalchei B'Stavid is Neschayev Misal HaMelech, for this that he was married in a melech, even had the melech been a melech himalchi Yisrael, and then he is chayiv b'misa spesim, for this that he was married b'melech himalchi beis David. And therefore this that Yoav was machzik b'karnes ha-mizbeach did not help him, as far as the chayiv b'misa spesim is concerned. As far as the chayiv b'misa spesim is concerned, the fact that he was machzik b'karnes ha-mizbeach will not be hatzolah. And therefore this that he was machzik b'karnes ha-mizbeach was either in order for his nechasim to go to his yarshim, and he should not be nerag b'din ha-melech. And as far as not being nerag b'din ha-melech, the mizbeach is matzo. Or as our Gemara says, he was machzik b'karnes mizbeach because of chayishah. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the sheet of the Rambam, if we are to understand that anyone who is meir b'melech himalche b'stavid is chayiv b'misas b'istin. On the other hand, if we are to understand that in order to be chayiv misa for being meir b'malch himalch beis David, one needs a merida b'malchus beis David, and one needs a merida in the entire malchus of malchus beis David, and one has to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the sheet of the Rambam with a different mahalach, and one has to say that Yoav was in chayiv misa l'malch for this that he was meir b'malch. Besides, for this he was in chayiv misa l'malch, he was also chayiv b'misa spesim for the killing of Amasa, as our Gemara goes on to say, that based in Es Yoav Maitaima Katolte Amasa. And therefore, again, Yoav was Machzik Bekarnes Mizbeach in order to be Nitzal from being Nerag B'din HaMelech, but still he was Chayev B'Misas Beistin, since as far as a Chayev Misas Beistin for a Tzicha, a Mizbeach is not Matzil. And therefore, our Gemara goes on to say that either he was machzik v'karnes ha-mizbeach in order for his nechasim to go to his yorshim, or he was machzik v'karnes ha-mizbeach in order to save himself at least l'chayishah. In Tesis, we find that Tesis goes on to bring the following machlokes in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi kapok to damiroi dikam and damer saver ha-yoyiv de karnesev shal mizbeach ha-yukolten. Vein wa kakoyot el gage shabesa yamim, avoshoshiwai enai kayot. Vi commandamer mandach sibbe. Se hakmuni reisha shwishi hoyatoya. Elo is Sanhedrin barach, amarmuta vi harig bebastin, vir shubanavis nachasav, vayargu hamelach, vir sheu hamelach. From the Ika Manda Omer in Yerushalmi, one clearly sees that Yoav was in Schaib in Misa HaMelech, and he was also in Schaib in Misa HaSbeistin, and he was Baruch HaSanhedrin order that he should be killed in Misa HaSbeistin, and therefore his Nechasim will go to his Yerushim. This that he was in Schaib in Misa B'din HaMelech, and he was also in Schaib in Misa HaSanhedrin, is either based on the first pshat that we said, that someone who is Meir ben Melech Yimalchi Beis David, is Chayim Misa B'din HaMelech, since he is not worse than someone who is Meir B'Melech Yimalchi Yisrael, and so too he is Chayim B'Misa HaSbeistin for this, that he was Meir B'Melech Yimalchi Beis David, and therefore he was Chayim two separate Misas, or according to the second pshat, that he was Chayim Misa B'din HaMelech for this, that he was Meir B'Malchus, and he was also Chayim B'Misa HaSbeistin for the Hariga V'Amasa, and therefore again he was Chayim in two separate Misas. But now one has to understand Pshat in Yerushalmi, what is Pshat in this, that the Ikam Mandam in Yerushalmi explains, that he was Baruch HaSanhedrin. The Pasuk one clearly sees that he wasn't Baruch HaSanhedrin, but rather he was Machzik B'Karnes HaMizbeach. So to explain Pshat in Yerushalmi, we find that the Mefarshim explain Pshat in Yerushalmi as follows. This that the Yerushalmi says he was Baruch HaSanhedrin means that he was Baruch HaMisa HaSbeistin. And how was he Baruch HaMisa HaSbeistin? The way that he was Baruch HaMisa HaSbeistin is through being Machzik V'Karnes HaMizbeach. Since with this, that he was Machzik V'Karnes HaMizbeach, he was Matzel himself from the Din Misa of the Melech. For that reason, with this, that he was Machzik V'Karnes HaMizbeach, he was Baruch HaSanhedrin. That is how the Mefarshim exclaimed Pshat in the Yerushalmi, according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara goes on to say, Asua L'Yoyev Dainei. Amoy my time a avner. Amoy goyo adam da sol havoy. A sol reidef hava. Amoy hoyle latsiloi be'echa mevorov. Amoy lei, lo yochile. Amoy hash to bedrifen chamishes kivinle. Dechsive a keo avner bakri achonis ala chimish. Vomer abichem bedrifen chamishes and mokem shamar vakavet huimboy. Be'echa mevorov lo yochile. Amoy lei nasal avner. Which Rashi explains to mean nasal avner. Nezel dinei shel avner, pater ata olav. In other words, Beistin agreed to Yoav that Yoav was not chayim misa for killing Avner. Since Yoav was a goyo hadam of Asoel, and Avner did not have a right to kill Asoel, since even though Asoel was a redif, but still hayochel atzilei be'echa mevorov. In the Ovosh HaAtir we find that the Ovosh says the following chiddush, this that there is a wach of yochel ahatzel be'echa mevorov, only applies to someone who is bala hatzos chaveri. Someone who is bala hatzos chaveri tzarech hadaktik atzilei be'echa meivorev shal haredif. But as far as the nirdaf himself is concerned, the nirdaf himself does not have to be medaktik atzilei be'echa meivorev, but rather the nirdaf has a right to kill the redif, even heicha shiochel atzilei be'echa meivorev. Now, here one has to understand pshat and lavosh, what is pshat in this lavosh says. That halacha of yochel atzilei be'echa meivorov does not apply to the nirdaf himself, but rather it only applies to someone else who is coming to matzel the nirdaf. So to explain pshat b'shitas halavosh, we find a number of mahalchim in the achrenim. In the Mishnah Melech in Parches Meuchas Chayvul Mazik of Achiyud, we find that the Mishnah Melech brings down from the Rivash and Simon Reish on the Ches the following mahalach. The Rivash says, Yeish mishakasev shen nirdaf atzmei tzaruch redaktek atzilei be'echa meivorov. And the Yivash goes on to explain that the reason why the Nirdaf himself doesn't have to matzo the Reidef Be'echa Meivorov is because HaNirdaf Bol Al Nafshe Lahatzol As Atzmei V'Areza Ke'enoynes. That is how the Yivash explains Pshat in the Shita, who holds that as far as Nirdaf himself is concerned, there is no Halach of Yochel Atzilei Be'echa Meivorov. Now before we mention the other Mahalchim, as far as how to explain Pshat in the Yivash, L'chir, one has to understand the mahalach of the Rivash. Who cares if the Nirdaf himself is considered an Oynes? Why is that itself a reason that the Nirdaf should have a heter to kill the Reidif? By Ritzicha, The fact that one is an Eines is not a cheshbon to allow one to kill someone else just because one is an Eines. So to explain Pshat Nerivash, okay, one can explain Pshat Nerivash as follows. This that we find, the Baritzicha, there is no cheshbon of Eines. And even if one is honest, but still that itself is not a reason to allow one to kill someone else. But that is only because you say, my chazis hedomis teidach sumak tvei dilma domis techavrach sumak tvei. This that we say, my chazis hedomis teidach sumak tvei dilma domis techavrach sumak tvei does not apply to a reidif. As far as a reidif, we do not say, my chazis. As far as my chazis is concerned, we will say that the dam of the nirdaf is more chashiv than the dam of the reidif. And for that reason, if an nirdaf is considered an onos, he'll be allowed to kill the reidif afilu heicha sheyachol atzilei be'echam eivarov. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the rivash. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the rivash. And explain pshat in the rivash as we find by Shmuel and Zichron Shmuel Simon Pegimos of Katan Vav. That since it is kashrei l'nirdaf, l'daktik l'hatzos atzmei be'evarov shal reidif, for that reason, it is considered as if he is not yachol atzilei be'echam eivarov. And Mimela, he is considered like any other matzel, that heicha sheniyachol lahatzos hanirdaf be'echam eivarov shal reidif, he is allowed to kill the reidif. In the B'kvega, we find the B'kvega asks the following tmiya on the shita of the Ovosh. The B'kvega asks, according to the shita of the Ovosh, that as far as the nirdaf himself is concerned, there is no lach of yachol atzilei be'echam eivarov. If so, how are we to understand pshat Gemara and Sanhedrin on the fine doubt of an aleph? That a reidif acher chaveri lahargoi, and the matzel has the ability lahatzos hanirdaf pe'echam meivarv shal a reidif. That the Gemara says that then the reidif does not have a p'tur of kimlei b'derav minei to pater from mamin, that the reidif was mazik b'shas r'difasai. Riki Veger asks, al-chir, one should still have the p'tur of kimlei b'derav minei, since as far as a nirdaf is concerned, their nirdaf has a right to kill the reidif. And since a nirdaf has a right to kill the reidif for that reason, the reidif shav the p'tur of kim lebedir abba minei. Now, if we are to understand pshat and lovosh like the first malach, that this, that the nirdif is allowed to kill the reidif, even though the nirdif ki matzos atzmei b'acham evarv shal reidif, is because he is considered an onos, and even though it is yachol atzo b'acham evarv, but still he is considered an onos, and because of that he is an ines, he is potter. Then one can answer the kasha of Kivegar as we find by B'chei Meizun Achirza Chilgalv some new tests of Katan Aleph. That just because the Nirdif has a right to call the Reidif, since the Nirdif is considered an onos, but still that itself is not enough for us to consider the Reidif as if the Reidif is Mechuyev Misa. In order to have the Ptor of Kimwe Bidarmane, one needs that the Reidif is Mechuyev Misa. And this, that the Reidif is Mechuyev Misa, is only then we consider the reidif as if the reidif is mechuyev misa. But over here, the one has the ability to matzel the nirdaf be'echam eivarov shel reidif, then the reidif is not mechuyev misa. This, that the nirdaf is allowed to call the reidif, is only because the nirdaf is considered an onus. On the other hand, if we are to understand, like the mahalach of Reb Shmuel, that as far as the nirdaf himself is concerned, he is considered a neyachol lahatzo be'echam eivarov. Then since as far as nirdaf is concerned, he is considered a neyachol lahatzo be'echam eivarov. For that reason, we should consider the reidif as if the reidif is mechuyev misa. And since the reidif is mechuyev misa, for that reason, one has the kasha of Reb Kivega, that one should have the p'tur of kim lebedir abba minei. In the Biskurov and Chidushim Mar Nagriz, in Perak Aleph Milcher Sotzeach Chochi Gimel, we find that the Rav explains pshat in the Shita of the Ovosh with the third Mahalach. And the Rav explains that the reason why the Nirdaf is allowed to kill the Reidif afiuhecha sheyachol lahatzos atzmei be'echam eivarov is because as far as the Nirdaf himself is concerned, the Nirdaf has a right to kill the Reidif based on a new halacha of habala hargacha hashkim lahargai, which is a halacha that has learned out from Bab Machteres. That just like if someone is Baba Machteres, one has a right to kill someone who is Baba Machteres, since he is Bala Hargai, so too there is Alacha. As far as anyone who is Bala Hargacha, we say Hashkin Vahargai. As far as Alacha the Bala Hargacha, we say Hashkin Vahargai, if you hecha sheyacha lahatzo, es ha Bala Hargai be'echa meivarov. This that we say, that there is Alacha v'yacha latzioi be'echa meivarov, is only as far as Alacha v'redif is concerned. But as far as the snu alacha of a bala hargacha hashkim v'hargai, the fact that one is yachal atzilei be'echa me'evarv does not make any difference. And therefore, as far as the Neradaf himself, who has this halacha of a bala hargacha hashkim v'hargai for that reason, he is allowed to kill the reidef yuhecha sheyachal ahatzos atzmi be'echa me'evarv. This that we say, that as far as halacha of a bala hargacha hashkim v'hargai, we apply the halacha, even hecha sheyachal lahatzel es hanirdaf be'echa meivarev shal reidif, is a chayah based on this, that by every bab machteres one has the ability to matzo as atzmai, by not being chasam amainai. And if he will not be chasam amainai, he will be able to matzo as atzmai without killing the reidif. And if one sees in halacha of a bab machteres, that even though he has the efshorus to save himself by not being chasam amayne, and still he is allowed to kill the one who is baba machteres, from there one sees that as far as the din of a bala hargacha, we say that a bala hargacha hashkem v'hargav yuhecha sheyachal ahatzos harnirdaf be'echam meivorev sho'areidif. That is how the Briskurov explains pshat in the shita of the Lavosh. Now, here one has to understand pshat in the shita of the Lavosh. Here in the Arkamar one clearly sees that even as far as the Neradaf himself is concerned, there is halacha of Yochel Ahatzel es Atzmei Be'echa Me'ivorev Sha'areidif, which is the Shita of Rashi later on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, since our Gemara says that Avner did not have a right to kill Asol, even though Asol was a Reidif, but still, since it was Yochel Ahatzel es Atzmei Be'echa Me'ivorev Sha'asol, for that reason, he did not have a right to kill Asol, and he was Chayiv Misa for killing Asol, since he had the ability to matzos atzmei be'echa meivarev sha'areidif, and based on where maskim to the taina of Yoyav. So if we are to understand pshat in the Lavosh, like the Mahalach that we mentioned before, b'shem Reb Shmuel, the Reb Shmuel explains as far as the Neradaf himself is concerned, it is considered as if he is eino yachol ahatzos atzmei be'echa meivarev sha'areidif, then one can explain pshat in the Shaka Ratai of our Gemara as follows. This that Basin said, well, Yachilei. What Basin meant to say was that since he was a Neradaf for that reason, we say that he was a Yachilei. And therefore, as far as the Neradaf himself is concerned, is considered Eina Yachil Ahatzel Asatzmi Be'echa Me'varv Sha'areidif. We have answered by saying, Amoy Hash Tabidifin Chamishas Kivinlei. Dixiv Yakei Avner Ba'achri Achonis Al-Chemesh Vomer Abrichin Amidifin Chamishas. In other words, from that he was able to makim medayfen chamishes, from there one sees that he was yachol ahatzos atzmi be'echa meivarov. And even as far as the Neradaf himself is concerned, if he is yachol adaktik, then he has the halacha of yachol ahatzos atzmi be'echa meivarov sha'areidif. And for that reason, Avner was chayim misa. And so too, if we are to understand pshat in the Lavosh, like the Yavosh explains, he is considered an onos. This he is considered an onos is only because a Neradaf, generally speaking, is baho. But from this, someone sees that Avner was able to call Mosa b'dayfen chamishes. From there, one sees that he was not baho. And since he was not baho, for that reason, he is not considered an onos. And therefore, one has the halach of Yachol, Ahatzos, Atzim, Be'echem, Evarv, even as far as the Neradaf is concerned. And so, too, we find in the Shalmeshev, in Madura to Yisarach, Yelkimo, Simim, Emtes, that the Shalmeshev says that from this, that he was able to make B'dayfen Achamishes, from there, one sees that he was not baho. And since he was not baho, for that reason, he is not considered an onos. But now one has to understand, according to the Mahalach of the Briskerov, that this that we say that as far as the Neradaf himself is concerned, there is no halacha of Yachol Ahatzel Bechem Eivorev, is based on this new halacha of a bala hargacha hashkem v'hargai. And even if he is not considered an onus, and even if he was Yachol Adaktik, but still based on this new halacha of a bala hargacha hashkem v'hargai, one has a right to kill the Reidif. If so, what is pshat in this, our Gemara says, that Avner was Chayim Misa, since he was Yochel Ahatzos Atzmei Be'echa Meivorev Shalasoel. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find the following Mahalach in the Mefarshim. This that we say, that there is Ochav Abola Hargacha Hashkim V'Harga, that is only if one person came to kill the other person. But let's say they both came to kill each other, then we will not apply the halacha of Abola Hargacha Hashkim V'Harga. For that reason, in the case of Avner and Asoel, that as we find in the Pesukim, they both came to kill each other. For that reason, There is no halacha about a hargacha, hash came the hargai, and the entire halacha is only a halacha of redef, that in order to save the neredef, one is allowed to kill the redef. But as far as halacha of redef is concerned, then we will say that kalhecha sheyacha lahatzel ba'echa mevarv, even the neredef himself is not allowed to kill the redef. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to this mahalach. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Kol yochel lahatzel be'iver me'ivorov, voitarach bekach, elehitzo benafshe shal redef ahargoi, hareze sheifech domem v'chaye misa, avo ein based in me'misa noisai. In the Ravid, we find that the Ravid asks the following kash on the Rambam, kash alei avner, which as the Mishnah explains to mean, that the Ravid is asking, that from our Gemara one sees, that Avner was Chayim Misa, and Avner was Chayim Misa since he was Yochel Ahatzel Asatzmi Be'echa Meivorev Shal HaReidef. This, I want to see in our Gemara. That Avner was Chayim Misa is from this our Gemara says, Vayateu Yoyev Alteich HaShar, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shadonei Din Sanhedrin. So from our Gemara one sees, that Avner was Chayim Misa since he was Yochel Ahatzel Asatzmi Be'echa Meivorev. And how can the Rambam say that even though one is Chai Misa, Avoyim based in Me Misa Naisai. So to answer the Kash of the Ravid, we find that the Mishnah Melech says as follows, and the Mishnah Melech says that Avshoi Chayiv Misa's based in Mikom Mokam Yoyav HaYogoyal Hadam. Just like Goyal Hadam has a right to kill someone who is Harag Veshege Kishayotza Mir Makotai Avshin Chayiv Misa's based in, so too, even though Avner was not Chayim Misa's based on, but still Yoyav was a Goyal Adam had a right to kill Avner. And so too we find his Mefurish in the Mi'irin Arsugya. That even according to the Rambam, that Heicha Sheyachal Ahatzo Be'echa Me'ivorav, V'loi Hitzo, one is not Chayim Misa's based on, but still the Goyal Adam has a right to kill the person who killed the Raidif. That's how the Mishnah Melech answers the Kasha the Raivit. From the Mashmos, Lashon HaGemara, the Ragamara says, he was Dan Din Sanhedrin, it is Mashma, that there is an actual Chiyav Misas based in for this, that one is Yochel Ahatzel Be'echem Eivoyal. So to explain Pshat in HaGemara, okay, one can explain Pshat in HaGemara with a different Mahalach. In the Torah in Chosh HaMishpatzim and Tav Chaf Hei, we find that the Torah brings down the Shita of the Rambam, and the Torah asks the following Kash on the Rambam. The Torah asks, Ve'eini Yedea, Kivan Shechayim Misa, in the Biskirov and Chidushi Amar Nagriz, we find that the Biskirov explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam. Based on this, we find that Pshomei Iger says as follows, that since as far as the Neredaf himself is concerned, there is no halach of Yochel Ahatzos Atzmi Be'echa Meivarv Shal Redef, for that reason, we consider the Redef as a Bar Ketola. And since the Redef is considered a Bar Ketola, for that reason, if someone else killed the Redef, even though he was not allowed to kill the Redif, but still he killed someone who was a Bar Ketola. And if someone kills someone who is a Bar Ketola, the halach is based in Me Misin Isai. Based on this Mahalach of Rav Shomeger, as far as how to explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Rambam, one can answer the Ravitz Hasaga on the Rambam as follows. This that we find in our Gemara, that Avner was Chayim Misa since it was Yochel Atzilei Be'echem Eivorov, is based on this, that even as far as the Nirdaf himself is concerned, in our Gemara, one does not have the heter for the Nirdaf himself to kill the Redif. And since even the Nirdaf himself did not have a heter to kill the Redif for that reason, based on the Lach of Yochel Ahatzel Be'echem Eivorav, there will be a Chiyemisa, and based in will be Me'misa Noisai. This and based in Me'misa Noisai is only Heichosh HaNirdaf Yochel La'ar, I guess, HaRedif. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam and answer the Asaga of the Ravid. In the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Ritzeach Chalchalof, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Mitzvah be'agoyel hadam, shnem ragoyel hadam hu yomes es haritzeach, v'chol roi l'yirusha hu goyel hadam. From the Rambam, one sees that only someone who is roi l'yirusha is considered a goyel hadam, but someone who is not roi l'yirusha cannot be considered a goyel hadam. If someone has to understand what is Pshat in this, how we find in our Gemara, that Yoyev said that he was a Goyal Adam of Asael. Yoyev was not a Yoyesh of Asael, as we find in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. That the Pasuk says Asael left over a ben. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the sheet of the Rambam, one can say as follows. This the Rambam says, that Koroi Yerusha Hu Goyo Adam, all the Rambam means to say is, that any relative who is a Bar Yerusha is considered a Goyo Adam, and even if there happens to be a closer relative, but still he is considered a Bar Yerusha, and therefore he is considered a Goyo Adam. The fact that there happens to be a closer relative does not make any difference whatsoever, since he is still considered by Yerusha, and for that reason he is considered a Goyo Adam. In Rabbeinu Chananel, in Makis, Nafi Beis, and Alpha, and so we find in the Kiryas Sefer, one clearly sees that Rabbeinu Chananel and the Kiryas Sefer argue, and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Kiryas Sefer understand that as long as there is a closer relative, then besides the closest relative, everyone else is not considered a Goy Adam. Only the closest relative is considered a Goy Adam. If someone has to understand Pshat in our Gemara, what is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara, that Yoav was a Goy Adam of Asol, if Asol had a son who was a closer relative than Yoav. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Kiryas Sefer, we find that the Achrinim say the following Mahalach. This that the Rambam says, that one needs royal Yerusha in order to be considered a Goy Adam is only as far as Ritzeach ben Mezid is concerned. In the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Melchus Ritzeach HaKalf, we find the Rambam says, Kol Hirig Nefesh Miyisol Oive B'Leisa Asei, Shenemar Leisir Tzach Rimrotzach B'Zonim B'Fnei Eidim Yisase B'Sayif. And the Rambam goes on to say in Noach HaVeis, the mitzvah be'a Goy Adam, Shnem Goy Adam, Hu Yomis Es HaRitzeach. On the other end, in the Rambam, Parakei Mehochas Ritzeach Chochayod, that the Rambam is referring to someone who is Ritzeach Bishkoga, that there is Awacha v'miyotza li'ir mekotei, that the Goy Adam has a reshus to be Hirig, the one who is Hirig b'shegig. The Rambam does not say the Tanai of Kol Roy li'irusha, but rather the Rambam says that a Goy Adam has a right to kill the person who is Yotza mi'ir mekotei. From this, the Rambam does not say that there is a Tanai of Roy li'irusha, as far as allowing the Goy Adam to kill someone who was a Ritzeach B'Shegig, from there it is mashma, that as far as such a Goy Adam is concerned, one does not need royal Yerusha in order to be considered a Goy Adam. Only as far as someone who was Ritzeach and Mezid do we say, that in order to have the Loch of Goy Adam, one needs to be royal Yerusha in order to have the Loch of Goy Adam. This that we say, that by Ritzeach and Mezid, in order to have the Loch of Goy Adam, one needs a Tanai of royal Yerusha, is because by someone who is Ritzeach B'Mezid, what is taking place is this, that the Goy Adam is the one who carries out his Din Misa. And this, though we say, that it is B'Ad Goy Adam to carry out his Din Misa, is L'Chir based on this, that he is considered the Teveya of the Misa of the Ritzeach. As we find the Pasuk says in Parashas Masai, V'Shaftu Eida Bein Amake Uvein Goy Adam, he is considered the Baal Dover of the Misa of the Ritzeach. And for that reason, the Rambam says that in order to be considered the Baal Dover, one needs royal Yerusha. Only someone who is royal Yerusha is considered a Baal Dover and the Teveya and the Misa of the Ritzeach. On the other end, as far as someone who is Hurig B'Shegig, the Halacha of Goy Adam, as far as someone who is Hurig B'Shegig, is dependent upon this, that it is Yecham Levavai, as the Pasuk says in Parsha Shaftim, and since the Goy Adam, as far as someone who is Hurig B'Shegig, is dependent upon Yecham Levavai, then anyone who is considered a Karev is included in Yecham Levavai, and therefore they will have the Halacha of Goy Adam. And therefore, as far as our Gemara is concerned, that Avner was Nachayev and Misas based in. As we mentioned before, B'Shem Rambam, according to the Mahalach of the Mishnah Melech in our Gemara, for that reason, since Avner was not Chayib and Misas based in, what is taking place is a Goyo Adam of Ritzeach B'Shegig. As long as a Goyo Adam is not carrying out the Misas based in, what is taking place is this, that he is considered as if he is a Goyo Adam of someone who was Hirig B'Shegig. And since he is considered as if he is a Goy Adam of someone who is Hirig B'Shegig, for that reason, we will not apply the Halach of Roy Yerusha. And even if there is a closer Korah, but still he is considered a Goy Adam. And for that reason, Yoav said, Goy Adam da soil havei. That is how the Mepharshim explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Kiryas Sefer. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following pasuk: Veheshev Hashem Estome Arushe Ashapaga Bishne Anashim Tzadikim Vetoive Mimenu. From the pasuk, it is mashma that Yoav was punished for killing Avner. Okay, one has to understand why was Yoav punished for killing Avner if Yoav said that he is a Goyel Adam of Asoel, and therefore he had a right to kill Avner. So to explain Pshat in the pasuk, we find that the Marasha explains Pshat in the pasuk as follows: But I know if he died him, shall Yocho Avner lahatzel atzmi becham yivorev shal asoel. And the Marasha goes on to explain Pshat in the pasuk with a different malach. Va'idi iko manda omer de polig de fiu Yocho lahatzel atzmi becham yivorev vayhitzel potter hanerdaf. Which is a sheet of the Ovo shall we mention before, that as far as the Nirdaf is concerned, there is no halacha of Yochel Ahatzel as Atzmi Be'echa Me'vorev Shal Reidif. And for that reason, the Pasuk says, V'heishiv Hashem Estame Arushev Shepoga B'shnei Anashim Tzadikim Metoivim Imenu. Now, here one has to understand Pshat in the Marasha. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Amruoi Nezel Avner, which Rashi explains to mean that Dinei shall Avner Potter Ata Olav. From the pasuk, it is mashma that he was chayev al Dinei shall Avner. So to explain Pshat and Gemara Nezel Avner according to the Mahalach of Marashal, one can explain based on this, we find in the Sefer Chamer V'chaye that the Chamer V'chaye explains Nezel Avner, Kloimer Af Ofid Varecha Nezel Avner, my Taima Katolte Lamasa, Avul Inach Hinami shall Yepater Mi Misas Avner. That is according to the Mahalach of the Marasha in this pasuk. And similarly we find in the Aruch HaNer, that the Aruch HaNer explains this, that our Gemara says, Amrulei Nezel Avner, does not mean that they were made to him bazeh, she'avner etzeach hoya, av she'yocho lahatzel be'echem e'vorov. But rather the Aruch HaNer goes on to explain, Elo she'yuchilom larig yoye bazeh she'yocho leimer she'bedaita yehoye she'yocho la'atzilei v'loi hitzel. But now one has to understand, according to the Mahalach of Rashi, who explains Nezel Avner, that you are Potter al Dinei Shal Avner, if so, how we to explain Pshat and this at the pasuk says, Veheshev Hashem Estame al Reisha Asher Poga B'Shnei Anashim Tzadikim Metoivim Imenu. So to explain Pshat and the pasuk according to the Mahalach of Rashi, we find in the Sefer Chamer V'Chayi, who explains Pshat and the pasuk as follows. And the Chamer V'Chayi says, Ve'efshir dekivin lo yechayiv misas beistin, al rishos b'yad goyol adam ohargoy, hoy 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 v'yoyav ha'hamis adam gadol ka'avner. And that was the taina on Yoav that he killed Avner, since he was not mechuyiv to kill Avner, for that reason, since Avner was a tzaddik v'toyiv mimenu, for that reason, he shouldn't have killed Avner. That is how one can explain Pshat and the Pasuk according to the Mahalach of Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.